A 27-year-old man has been arrested for second-degree murder in the shooting death of a 21-year-old man on Lansdowne Street in Sudbury, April 6. Greater Sudbury Police said that through their investigation, officers identified the person believed to be responsible for the attack. Detectives applied for and were granted an arrest warrant for 27-year-old Joseph Alba from Southern Ontario. Shortly after 2 p.m. May 21, Greater Sudbury Police detectives, with the assistance of the Canadian Border Services Agency, located and arrested Alba for second-degree murder and numerous firearm-related offenses at Pearson International Airport in Toronto. Alba was transported back to Greater Sudbury and held in police custody overnight. He attended bail court May 22 to answer to the charges and has since been remanded into custody. Police had released images of the suspected killer last month and have confirmed to Sudbury.com that the images are of Alba, the man they arrested. Greater Sudbury police vehicles are seen outside of a home on Lansdowne Street following the April 6, 2025 shooting death of a 21-year-old man. Mark Gentile, Sudbury.com. Four other people were also previously charged with accessory after the fact in the case. An April Greater Sudbury Police press release said that shortly before 3:25 p.m. on April 6, officers were dispatched to an address on Lansdowne Street for a suspicious vehicle. Information provided was that a black 2004 Dodge Ram 1500 was found in a garage and there appeared to be an unresponsive man inside, said the release. Those attending the scene included Greater Sudbury Fire Services, Greater Sudbury Paramedic Services and the police. As firefighters gained entry to the vehicle, paramedics confirmed the man was dead. It was also discovered the man had sustained a gunshot wound. A postmortem was conducted April 8, and it has been confirmed that the deceased died of multiple gunshot wounds, said police. The deceased was identified as a 21-year-old man from Greater Sudbury. His name will not be released out of respect for the family's wishes, stated the release from GSPS. None of the allegations have been tested in court and the accused is considered innocent unless proven guilty.